Maharaj, question about evolution.
Yeah.
You explained about physical evolution, mental, and then spiritual.
Yeah.
The lowest species, between amoebas, you have explained to us before that no two organisms are exactly the same.
Correct.
Is Veda the very core of creation itself, Maharaj?
Sorry? Veda?
The difference, Veda, the difference...
The difference is, see, one thing we have to be extremely clear. Karma phala doesn't apply to other than conscious and intelligent and self-willed human beings.
Sure.
Even among human beings, babies, mad cats, drunkards, when they do not know what they are doing, not conscious of what they are doing, are incapable of doing that. Karma phala doesn't apply. Karma phala applies only to a person who does karma with definite intelligence, definite purpose, and executes it in their proper order, then only karma phala will come. Okay, so even if I don't know really whether there are two types of amoebas. One is superior amoeba and another is inferior amoeba. But if an amoeba is born second time or third time, it had some experiences in the past births.
Yes.
And it is accumulating what is beneficial for its living and what is not beneficial for its living.
Survival, yes.
But that should not be a question at all. We are bothered only about ourselves, not amoebas.
So the fundamental question I have is, there is no karma phala for so-called lower beings.
Yeah.
But even within those beings, we see sattva, rajas and tamas.
Yeah.
Play.
How do we explain it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is said there are some human beings, very intelligent, but deliberately they go on barking whole life. Next birth, what would be this person's body?
Barking body.
Oh, you understand now? So we don't know. Life is a mystery. So an evolved soul can also take lower as a bird or as a dog. Ramana Maharshi's life I narrated so many. Thakur's life I narrated. One dog called Captain. Swamiji's dog that is called, I forgot its name. Anyway, he also gave a name. Bagha. So, why they came there? How did it understand? There must be some punyam done. Some human being who had done something wrong, he came again to what is called rectify himself. And they can say what this Bhaga, once he fouled near Swamiji's room, Swamiji got angry and said, get the hell out of here. And then it went round and round Swamiji's feet begging pardon. Then Swamiji relented and then said, all right, let it be there. That was the incident narrated. But I have my own suspicions. Swamiji developed so much attachment to the dog that he could not live without it. Towards the end, he had a goose, some geese, and a baby deer. And these geese got some cold in rainy season and said, Rama, Rama, Ghora Kali Yuga. Geese getting suffering from cold after being working in the whole life, they will lead only in the waters. So, we don't know. Some higher beings can also fall. Mahabharata is full of that. Nahusha was the ancestor of Pandavas. He went to heaven and then he desired Shachi Devi and he kicked the rishis. As a result, he was born as a python. Nahusha. Story of Nahusha. You search in the Google. Don't forget Nahusha. Or Pandava's ancestor born as a python. Then you understand. Okay. Before I forget, I have to tell this. Chankar is not working for the last few days.
I've told
you. Find out why it is, whether you also try whether it is working or not.
Sure.
A small text which can be done in a few seconds just to find out whether it's going or not.
Sure.
Okay. Any other question?
Yes, Maharaj.
Namaste, Bhagavan.
Okay, Daniel.
Just a small question. When you mentioned that comment, Tamil doesn't apply to being such as babies and madcaps, is it true to say that it doesn't apply in the sense that they don't create new karma, but they may reap their previous karma?
That they are mad, they are reaping the result of their past karma.
Yeah.
But they cannot create because there is no self-conscious direction, I have to do this. But don't think, they also have a temporary, what is called self-consciousness, just like animals. But that is not done through deliberation.
No.
So that which is willingly done, schemingly done, planningly done, because how do we know? Because that feeling, I have done it. A child gets angry, at that time he abuses parents or throws tantrums, whatever.
Yeah.
But next second, he doesn't say, I have thrown tantrums, so I have to reap my own karma phala. That is absent in drunkards, in madcaps, in people whose mind is not working properly. Therefore, karma phala, as a result of karma phala, they are behaving like that, but they cannot create new karma.
Excellent. Thanks for the clarification.
Yes.
Thanks for the
clarification. Yes. Pranam, Swamiji Guruji, Maharaji Pranam.
Okay.
Maharaji, again, two separate questions. The first one is to karma alone.
Yeah.
So, Ishvara is the karma phala data.
Correct.
And you've been telling us that. However, how is the merits or demerits measured or assessed by Ishvara? In terms of like the same karma in one part of the country or some other context, is it contextual?
Karma itself has the power to produce its own appropriate effect. You don't need God to do that.
But how does God try and apportion the whether it's a sin or a...
He is not sitting there with a calculator. It is automatically done. You know, like a machine which notes, punches the arrival time, the departure time,
yeah,
automatically. Everything is automated. That automated process within ourselves is what we call Chitragupta.
Right. No, it was just very curious because, for example, in India, in the marital system, having any extramarital affair is a papa, or it was also in the Bible, you know, the commandments. However, now the live-in relationship in the West, it is normal because the society accepts it's normal.
Yeah.
So I don't know what God sort of thinks of it.
No, God need not think about it. It is, you see, we have lot of wrong notions.
Yeah.
Suppose, what is the marriage? It is a ceremony.
Huh.
Two people love each other.
Correct.
They don't need to go through this officially propagated ritual.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
But it should not give them freedom since we are not legally married.
Oh, I see.
So we will break things like that. Whether you break legally or illegally, breaks oneself.
Okay. So it is quite impartial. So the second criterion is just really, I mean, you mentioned, you know, the discipleship and the greatest, you said, is like Ekalavya, you know, completely firm in where he stood. And I was just simply curious, you know, in the more modern context, who would you say, especially, I just feel curious as to who do you think would be one of the finest exemplary disciples? I just want to know.
No, that I cannot answer. What I want to answer is, once I have chosen a person as a representative of God, then forget about that. Now it is not the person, the importance is not of the person whom I have chosen.
Uh-huh.
What should be my development relationship with regard to this person?
Yeah, true.
So if a person thinks he is misbehaving like this, so he cannot be person. That is not the approach. I don't care what he is behaving or not. If he is misbehaving, who gets the karma phala?
Yeah.
But I want to develop to see God in one person. Start with mother, start with father, no better targets.
Uh-huh.
And then extend it to some person who is a stranger.
Right.
That is the idea.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I call Guru is as a target for my arrow practice.
Okay, arrow practice. Yeah. Thanks,
Jai Thakur.
No other questions.
All right, Jai Thakur.
Jai Thakur. Thank you.